middle of Halacha Mem Dalet, and we're in the middle of Chinshanu B'Talmud Yerushalmi, Misha Sorach Al Chaveda Techila. A person went and committed a crime against his fellow man. You insulted him. You stole from his property. And he goes, so he should go and he should mevakesh mechila, and he seeks forgiveness twice, and he writes mechila pam shnia. It means already twice. Already asked twice, and the person refuses to forgive him for his wrongdoing. So what should he do? He should go send shuris. Send lines of people. Send the whole commission. Page Samach Dalet. Page Samach Dalet. In the middle of the page, where it says V'chein Shanu, I'm a few lines down in this paragraph. He should send many people, a whole commission, to ask forgiveness. Hadohu Diomar. It says in the pasuk Yoshar Al Anoshim. Yoshar means a shura. You should send a collection of people. The Yoimar Chotasi Luploini Vahareini Chamti, and you should say, I have sinned to you so and so, and I have regret. The Masakein Podinavsho moves the person Dosovi is Mavaksh Mechila. He redeems the neshama from death. The Sibashre Podinavsho is Meavor Bashochas. A person has caused his friend harm, pain. If you ask a proper Mechila, then you will redeem your soul from going into Gehenna. That's all of this only possible when you don't lie. Being Moitzi Shemra, as long as you insulted him. But let us have a Chaytzi Shemra, Ein Loi Mechila Oilamis. Shocking thing. If a person spreads false reports, you write a blog, you spread false reports and rumors about a person, there's no way you can undo the damage. Dr. Brizak. A person causes pain to one person, it's as if you cause pain to an entire world. A person is a microcosm. This is a very fascinating Kabbalistic principle. Every single person in the person is every single element of the entire world. Okay, there is a moon, there is a sun, there are stars, there are galaxies, there are fish, there are animals. Every single animal is present in a human being. Every single person has within him a representation, something symbolic that can be found in the larger world. So here it says, you cause pain to a person, the person should remember you're causing pain to a person, you're causing pain, you're torturing an entire world. Tzir Adam kilu tzir oilam olish. Shekol masha ba'olam yesh ba'adam. Rakak b'fanav v'yelugiyah le'haroik. What happens if you spit in front of a person, but the spit does not touch the person? Potter midine Adam v'chaye midine shamayim. There's nothing he can do to you because the roik has not made contact with his physical body, but you have caused him embarrassment. You have caused him pain. And v'chaye midine shamayim. Afilu tzir kol shu. Al kol tsar v'tsar shu mitzar et chaver ye onesh bidei shemayim shnemar ki al kol ili yivyecha lukim b'mishpat al kol nelam. All of the things that are concealed. Rav said, "Dar shu mai kol nel kolam zeh ha'horek kina b'fnei chaveru v'nimos v'yesh oimim zeh ha'horek." Now he's saying over there two different times of spinning. It means it's disgusting. If you do something which is just not nice, if a person, it's just not nice to go and spit in front of someone, to cough, to bring up phlegm in front of someone else. It's disgusting. And you cause another person to be discomforted when you see someone else behave in such a fashion. A person, he wipes his nose with his hands. It gets you annoyed. Person, in ancient times, if you kill a louse and you cause blood, you cause a little red stain, it's disgusting, it's unsettling, it's disconcerting to an observer, to a neighbor. You are causing him tsar. And for that tsar, you cause another human being, there's going to be din v'cheshben. Allah has kama v'kama, if you say something nasty to him, Allah has kama v'kama, how much din there's going to be. Allah, certainly how much more, so if you go and you write in the newspaper, you write an article, you write a blog about someone, and that spreads like fire throughout the world, something nasty about someone else, halachas kam v'kama, how much din v'cheshvan is going to be in the next world. If someone does something that's not nice to you, not nice, just not pleasant, you should be moichel them. There's a nusach to say every single night, kriyashma al hamita, hini moichel kol adam, the nusach to forgive every person. You do not want to be the cause of someone else suffering in this world punishment. That's the proper thing to do. Ma'isim chazadecha shosik shahayim chases kol harukim, shahayim moitzim mokam asher yodash asher yehudi asahu, v'hayim moicheloi. There was a Jew that went around covering the spit, the phlegm, the saliva that Shayim Moitzi Makam Shayoda Shayyudi Asher Yehudi Aso V'Hayim Moichel Loi. If another Jew would bring up phlegm and spit on the floor, and that would be a cause of disgust for other people walking down this street, so there was a Jew that would go and clean the streets. Why? So that it should not be a discomfort to other people, so that this person should not suffer in the next world. Interesting, people will go on a whim and put a quarter in a meter, say there are no meters anymore, that's the problem. You've all seen this, where Jews are very good people, and it used to be when they were pounding meters, and if the meter expires, you ever see this? The meter expires, and there's a meter maid walking down the block. Okay, so what's it to you to take out a quarter and put the quarter in the meter to prevent this fella from getting a $50 ticket, or whatever it is, $35, and it goes up, now it's $40, whatever it is, $35, $50 ticket. Very nice. It's tremendous chesed. The person that you've done the chesed for will never know what you've done for him, and you don't even know who you did it for most of the time. Right, you see a car, you assume it's someone Jewish, Avenue M, Avenue J, who else's car would it be if not a Jewish person? Or let's say you see some Jewish paraphernalia in the car, you see a sitter in the window, or you see a hatzala, a little hatzala thing hanging, right, from the kids, or one something, a project that one of his children or grandchildren made in school hanging in the window of the car, so you can right away identify that the owner of this car is a from Jew. And you do him a kindness. You see the meter maid is walking down the block, and you see that he's expired. You put a quarter in the meter.
Is there a difference if it's a Jew or a guy?
A guy, you're not mechui. Well, every quarter.
You're not mechui to do it.
You know, you're saying good. You should do a chesed. You know, you're saying very good. Why take a nat? You do a chesed for a guy also. Why not? You're right. I take it back. Why not? It's not the same. Not the same obligation. But it's 100%. Then Kiddush Hashem. You're not mechuyif to do for no one. You're definitely not mechuyif to do for not for no one, for no one, for no one. You're right. Even for a guy, I stand corrected. What? Not break. What they bring the law? Everyone forgets. Or it never happened to you that you go into a store. It never happened to you. You go into a store and you forgot. The time passes. What are you breaking the law?
He's not wrong.
What, it's illegal for me to put a quarter in the meter?
Yes.
Not illegal, but the system.
Yes.
I hear the argument.
What is the halacha? If it's illegal, then I don't even know.
There was a case. A girl was going to talk to the victim and the victim man, and he came to the car, she saw...
What happened?
A phone girl was going around and following the meter man.
Yeah. So everyone that she gave a ticket to, he did a ticket.
About to give the ticket.
So what happened to this girl?
She was a poor girl. She was arrested.
She was arrested?
Really?
Well, yeah, I know what the case.
It's hard to believe she was arrested.
No, I wouldn't say
it was called the police.
It's hard to believe they would arrest someone for that. It was illegal what she did? Okay, so maybe there are such laws. I don't know. I'm assuming that such a thing, so even the meter maid, even the policeman would appreciate if it's done, still a hate.
She didn't get her cut that day.
All right, fine, whatever it is, I don't know. I don't know, let's go by Rabbi Sai. But let's just try to appreciate this. Let's make believe for a moment that it's not illegal. Let's make believe. So you hear people do this, you go, you put a quarter, you see the meter maid is coming down the block, you put a quarter to save this guy from getting a ticket. So you can relate to that. You could understand why you've done a chesed. You saved a guy, someone, not just the money, the agmas nefesh. Okay? It's, you know, it's people, it hurts their pride to such a degree. It's not only the money. When someone gets a ticket, they go meshuggah. Even if the money is not the issue. Okay, why?
The
principal, you gave me a ticket. They don't take every you see this, Mishigas, no one takes the ticket, the red, that orange envelope off their windshield for a week. To show I'm proud. I'm proud I got a ticket, right? Why what are you trying to show by Bedafka not taking it off the windshield? Is I'm right and they're wrong. What a chutzpah. Try to figure out the psychology of why people do that. Can anyone explain why people do that?
Yes.
There's a psychology behind why people lahachas, they keep that orange envelope on their windshield. But you could appreciate that putting in the quarter, you take away the agmas nefesh. So here he's telling us, why is it any different if a person walks down the street and he brings up phlegm and he lets the phlegm onto the floor? Now, another Jew in 5 minutes, another Jew in 5 minutes will walk down the street and will be disgusted by this phlegm. So there's a fellow, he said, that was a tzaddik, and he went and he cleaned up these type of situations. Why? Because the person that put this phlegm there is going to be punished in Shemayim, because he's going to cause other people to be disgusted. You know, we have this example, you'll never know about this, people who go into the Beis HaKisei, in a public place, in a shul, and you know, the last guy was not very clean. In how he conducted himself in this chamber, and someone else goes in there and he cleans up someone else's mess. So what is the kavana? So you would think, I always thought the kavana was, it's a tzidkis, right? If a person would do this, who would do this? One in a million. But there are people who do this. They clean up the mess for the future. In other words, there are other people here in the shul that are going to need the facilities. I want to do a chesed. I know that when I come into the Beis HaKisei, if it's not clean, it's disgusting. So there are other people that need to use this Beis HaKisei in this shul, and the choshva people. I want them. They should not have that. This I'm doing a chesed for the future, for the people that come in. The Sefer Chassidim over here is giving a new twist. He's saying, forget about the chesed you're doing for the people that need to use the Beis HaKisei in the next day. Until the janitor service comes around. Think about the guy who left 10 minutes ago and was a sloppy fellow and did not clean up after himself. Do you realize he will suffer for this? He will suffer for this. He's a person that was inconsiderate for not being clean and causing other people discomfort. He's going to suffer in Shemayim for what he has done. So you want to save him. You want to save him from that suffering. Now the question you'll ask is, why should I save him? Let him get what he deserves. He wants to be a schlump, he wants to be a slob. Good for him, so let him suffer the consequences. Why am I mechuyev to save him from the consequences of what will happen to him for what he has done? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer why you should be obligated. I understand why a person would want to do this in order to do a chesed with some good people who will need to use the Beis HaKisei in the next day. I understand that. But it's hard for me to understand why you should want to do this in order to take away the punishment that the person that did this will suffer for causing the next collection of people that come into this room to suffer discomfort. If he wants to be a slob, so let him get what he deserves. But that's what he says. He says over here this very bizarre thing. He writes over here, This story about a person. Look at this story. Read the words one more time over here. The words inside. Okay, he writes over here. Let's read this paragraph again on page Samachay. In paragraph Ulchein Kol Yori Hashem Hat Sadikim Asher Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maybe Tekol Yadam. If we're dealing with a tzaddik at Sadikim Asher Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maybe Tekol Al Yadam. They do not want that they should be the cause of other people's suffering. You nizhadim limchol miyad should right away forgive someone who causes them discomfort. Lahoire kina, someone does something that's disconcerting by killing a lice in your presence, or if someone causes you pain, listen, I don't want someone to be the source, someone should suffer because of me. It's a very important thing. I don't want that, even though this guy's a slob, he's not a good person, so no, let him be punished because of someone else. I don't want that it should be on my record that someone suffered because of me. I'm not in the business of fixing the world. He wants to be a slob. He wants to be a nasty person. He has to be punished. So good, let him be punished, but not because of me. Not because of me. Let someone else be the cause of his punishment. So therefore, as far as I'm concerned, I'm Meichelim. And he goes over here to an extreme. U'maisa b'chosed echad. I'm just going to make believe in the modern case I gave you. Shahayu mechasa kol harukim shayimotzi mokam shayyada shayyuhudi aso. He would clean the bathrooms. The guy who goes to the bathroom does this as a slob. So when you go into the bathroom, you clean the bathrooms. Why? Vayimoichaloi. Ulefichayim mechaseu shayyavayacher. So another guy should not come to the base like he said the year. Vayimimos. Vayimcholoseu. The next guy who walks into the bathroom sees a mess. Ugh! What kind of slobs daven here in this shul? They go to the Beis HaKis and they don't clean up after themselves? When someone walks into the Beis HaKis today and says, ugh, what about a slob, the person that was a slob is going to suffer. He's going to suffer. That person in Shemayim is going to suffer because you've caused someone else to suffer. Well, therefore, this fellow intervenes. Listen, I don't want in my shul someone should suffer because of someone else. He'll have to suffer, so let him suffer because he did it in another shul. Not here, not in this place. He would clean the bathrooms. And he's saying that's a very good thing to be noyik. After the mida, the person that did this conduct, we all should follow by example. Okay, very, 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 try to convince someone to do that. Yeah, you try. Try to tell someone. Yourself. Oh, you do exactly. Great example. Great examples. People do not clean up after their dogs. They will suffer. That's what it says here. They are causing people to be disgusted when they see this animal waste on their lawn, on a place where people walk. It's disgusting. By you not cleaning up, I installed a camera outdoors just for this. Someone every single day, B'liyotzim in HaKlal, would make a deposit.
Send him to Korea.
It was disgusting.
What happened when you got it?
So what did I do? I put a camera outside, and sure enough, got very lucky. So when did it happen exactly? I was actually watching it live when it happened. I happened to watch, and then I went outside, and the dog was humongous, so the guy would kill me. And I didn't care. I confronted him, and I said, "Excuse me." So he says, "Oh no, he always cleans up." I says, "No, you don't." I pointed at the camera. At the camera. You don't. I have you on video every single day. You do this. You're doing this. And he denied it, but he never came down the block again. He worked. He never came down the block again. It was worth every penny for that.
Where the gas station used to be in Ocean Avenue, that new building, I think it's like everyone has to have a dog in order to get into that building.
Where?
Between H and I.
Right.
Gas station is a new building.
It's an empty lot for many years.
Where the gas station
right off the tracks.
He does remember
right
it was a gas
station.
Right off the tracks.
You don't even know. Across from the heating plant.
Across from Ocean Avenue.
Beautiful new building.
Yeah.
All the uppies are in there. They all have dogs.
Okay.
And suddenly we used to see minority people walking up our block.
Now you
all see white yuppies walking their dogs. And you have 20 to 25 a day. So all it takes is one or two not to clean up. That's all it takes.
Okay, so this over here, he writes here, is something which is a terrible thing to cause someone pain, to be considerate.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Something else. If someone has a banana peel,
same thing. In the back room over here. In the back room. You don't clean up your mess in the back room. It's no different.
Slowly.
In the back room. You don't, it says here in the Sefer Hasidim, Abayisai, it says here in the Pasuk, Ki al kol eile yiviacha Elokim b'mishpat al kol nelam. V'Abayisai nu darshu, what does it mean al kol nelam? Ze ha-hoire kina b'fnecha, v'eroi v'nimos, v'yesh oimim ze ha-hoire keik, and it's the same exact thing. Abayisai, please, Abayisai. It's the same exact thing. If a person does not clean up after themselves, what do you think this is over here? You don't clean up after yourself. Someone else comes along and they're disgusted. It's disconcerting. It's not just not nice. It says here in the Pasuk in Kohelis that there is mishpat. There is mishpat in heaven. Al kol ki al kol eile yiviacha Elokim ba mishpat al kol nelam. There's a heavenly tribunal. There is a court case in Shemayim. People are judged for causing other people tsar, of being disgusted by looking at someone else's mess, someone who's not considered enough to clean up after yourself. Ulechein. Okay, let's now go to the next paragraph. Im toiv. Samachei. Im toiv imra seifa dekra. It says, Im toiv imra. It says in the Pasuk, whether it's good or bad. It says, what does it mean, Im good or bad? Im toiv imra darshu. Zeh hanes and stakal ani bifar hesya. Al toiv that sometimes you do a maisa tzedakah. You do tzedakah. I'm doing you a chesed. But the way you do the chesed is so undignified that there is no reward for. That is called zanaisin stakal ani bifar hesher. You are embarrassing him by giving the money in public. Al toiv zehoimid, another example. Al toiv zeh who oimid bedin, even for this kindness, there's going to be judged. Lufish meyavshe v'chein anaisin lisha beseser. A man gives a woman a gift secretly. That's also no good, because then people are going to suspect that he has an asik with her. Shumevi atzma lidech shad. Shenemar v'yisem nikiyime Hashem v'yisrael. V'oy shu machshelos hachoshtem. You're causing the people oisoy v'nenoshim al yodoy. You did nothing wrong, but people are suspecting that you did something wrong. So they're not going to be punished for being choyshed b'ksherim. Okay, so it's a vicious cycle. When you do something that is not proper, not only are you bringing suspicion upon yourself, you're also causing those who suspect you to be punished because you really did nothing wrong. And now they're going to be punished for being choyshed b'ksherim. Shekol ha-choyshed b'ksherim loike b'gufay. So you're putting them in that situation. Minolon, mi Moshe Rabbein, Shem Vaham, Shemema, Amar Vahim lo yaminu li, miyod nitztorea. Moshe said to the Jewish people, they're not believers. Immediately he was smitten with tsaras. V'gam sheikablu menu kishiyochiach ha'isam, sheyomu lo yikach v'kach ha'sis v'yata m'chich ha'isanu. They're not going to believe you. They're not going to accept you when you give them Musar, and you're going to say that I did nothing wrong. And they're not going to believe you. They're going to give you Musar. You're going down, by putting yourself in a situation of suspicion, you're going down a vicious cycle. No one comes out looking good when you do something that puts you in a position of suspicion. Mikol davar ra. Divrei grama. What does it mean? I see the paragraph. Lefichach gabay tzedakah. Lo yatriach ani mimalachtoi chino mi yirosoi oisoi lefisha ani nerag mimenu nena mimenu. You should not trouble an ani mimalachtoi for no reason, because the ani is afraid of you, because the ani has hana from you. In other words, if you do someone a favor, if you give a handout to a poor person, you give him a lot of money, so now you want a favor in return. You should never do that. Never ask people that you are kind to do you a favor in return, because they feel indebted to you and they work for you more than they would ordinarily do. And that's a tsar. It's an abuse. Okay, these are all very, very fine points in the laws of midos. Think about it. You give a person tzedakah. So you say to yourself, listen, I did him so many favors that were not called for. So now when I need a favor from him, I want him to do something for me in return. So of course he'll come running to do it for you in return, but he's going to do it for you 10 times more than he ordinarily would do for anyone else, because he's indebted to you. So you're putting him in a very uncomfortable position. You're making him do for you something that he would ordinarily not do, because he's indebted to you because of the kindness. You're causing him pain. You're causing him unnecessary pain. If you would ask someone else to do exactly this thing, they would do it in a certain way. But now that I'm asking this fellow to do it for me, he's going to, and if he would be asked to do it for someone else, he would do it exactly in a certain way. But now that you give him tzedakah, so he feels indebted to you, and now when you ask him to do you this favor, he does it for you in a way much more than you ordinarily would do, much more than you would ordinarily expect. So in essence, what have you done? You have squeezed him out. You have caused him pain. You've put him in a position where he's going to do for you much more than he ordinarily would do, more than you would expect, and that's not fair. That's not right. And for that, a person is taken to din. One more time, Gavait Staka. Lo yatriach ani bimalachtoi chinam miyirasoi oiso. Come here, poor man. I need you to do me a favor. He's going to come running to do you the favor, because if he realizes if he doesn't do you the favor, you're not going to get stuck anymore. Why? The ani shani nenen mimenu. He's afraid of you, because he has hana from you. El im kein bidvar mitzvah. However, there is one exception when it comes to the Dvar Mitzvah. If you want the Ani to do a mitzvah, Shlo Yach Shadu HaKol Leymar Hu Mechalik L'Zei Yosef B'Mashim Mechalik L'Achem M'Shul Shatzim B'Malachle V'Atara Amra V'Yisem Nikiyim. And why not? It's also Chshad. People are going to suspect the reason why you're asking him to do you the favor is because you give him tzedakah, and that's not proper. And if someone sees this, it's just a bad example, and your violation of the Yisem Nikiyim Yashem Yisrael. B'Kol Dvar Ra Divrei Gerama Sh'Adam Garim. Anything that is ra. What does it mean? We call dover ra. It says in the pasuk mitoy viad ra, divrei gerama. This indirect consequences. Shadam garam veizav garam tzal chaveri. Nena shalav. Oitz ma goyim vim loychem dover. Oy matzim oitz kedei shivakshu bal adover. V'yisar love oivim balav. If you go and you steal something or you hide something and you want the owner to come beg you, where is it? You're causing them tzar, and for that there's going to be retribution. V'chein dor shechacham lo tignoivu. Okay, this is Aseres HaDibros, Gesundheit, Almanas LaHaknit, Almanas LaTzaer. Don't steal, even if your only intent is just to cause the person pain. Forget about the money. I'll give it back to them as soon as they ask it, but I want them to have some tzar that I've denied it from them for a certain moment of time. Ach, im osa tzar lebehim lebuchinim, 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 don't cause animals pain. Kimo, shemesim, lebuchinim, aso yoysa, michdei haroi. If the animal can't carry the burden, that's not proper. Make, oysa, vihi, edi, yechoy, lebuchinim. If you hit the animal for no need, bal ladin al tshetziv al chayim, there's something called tsar balei chayim. Isn't that amazing? The Sefer Chassidim was ahead of his time. He was very concerned for animal rights. He was an activist for animal rights. Look what he writes. What? What's in the Sefer Shul? What's the pasuk? Chamor uchichas soynacha. There it's mamash, because of your enemy. It's not the person. Needs help. It's not mukhrach. It's because of the animal. It's the animal's tsar. Tzar Balechayim is a very controversial topic. Does the Torah really recognize Tzar Balechayim? It's a controversial topic. Over here, the Sefer Chassidim makes it very, very clear that there's an issue of Tzar Balechayim just for the Tzar of the animal itself. There are Rishonim that learn that there's really no such thing as Tzar Balechayim. It's only for you, the person, that it's a way to refine your own midas. Now here's the Hakir. Everyone knows that you're not allowed to cause pain to an animal. The question is why? Is the Torah concerned about the animal's pain? Or maybe not. The Torah couldn't care less about the animal's pain. The Torah is concerned about you. If you're going to cause the animal pain, you are developing, you are nurturing a bad midah in your own neshama. The midah you're nurturing is that it's not so bad to torture other living creatures. So when it comes to a human being, it's categorically forbidden. But an animal, there's no prohibition. There's no technical prohibition of causing pain to an animal. The prohibition is because if you cause pain to an animal knowingly, you are, again, nurturing, you are developing bad midos in your own neshama. Is that a pshat? Or maybe no. The Torah is authentically concerned about the pain of the animal. Lamai nafkamina, where you cause animals pain in a way where you're totally oblivious to their pain. So if you look like the first tzad, the first approach, then it's mutter. If the animals are receiving pain and I'm totally oblivious to the fact that they're suffering, then who cares? But if you learn that the Torah is indeed concerned about the pain of the animal, then you have a need to go out and make sure that in this world, animals don't have pain. If someone asks you for a donation for an organization which sees to it that animals, somehow they do things to animals, animals out there in the world should not have pain, it's a very worthy cause. It's a very worthy cause to give money to, because...
Isn't that part of Osovius?
The also, that's part of the question. It's also part of the question. Is it you? Is it the dead meat that should not be deepened in you? You go and you're an achzari. You wipe out a whole generation in one shot. This is a chakira in the Rishonim. What is the essence? Kansipar. What is the essence of tsar balei chayim? Is it that we are concerned for the pain of the animal? Or really, there is no such thing. We're concerned that we should not develop bad midos. It appears that the Sefer Hasidim is taking the opinion that we are concerned for the pain of the animal itself. Forget about your pain.
Can we learn that out just from Shkita itself?
Not necessarily. Why?
Because
we kill the most humane way.
That's right.
The most humane way. Okay, this is a dilemma. So that we're doing it for ourselves also.
Because if
otherwise, we'll have pain.
If the knife has a...
serrated. There are nicks in the knife, it's painful.
It's painful.
It's right. Painful. So right. Maybe that's
why,
for us.
Why?
Maybe that's
why
for us.
Why did the Chachamim...
the Torah, the Halacha Moshe Sinai. So maybe it's for us, because we should develop a sensitivity to another living creature. But it's not so much that we really care about the animal. How much does the Torah care? That's the very big dilemma. And here, if you read between the lines, it would appear that the Sefer Chassidim learns that we do care about the animal. He writes over here... He writes of Masal Yosef ben Roy Makos, so he in a Yochel Lachas, Bodin Boladin al Shatsir Bal Chayim. The fact that it's going to be divine retribution, and he writes these little words, it appears that he really holds that we're concerned. Chayim Moshrim Oznei Chat Hacha Sulim Lehashmiat Sa Kosom Heim Chayim. Personally, he pulls the ears of cats in order to cause them to scream. Yavaki, you want to torture the cat just for fun. You take the cat by the ear, you pull its ears, and it screams. Because that's what you want to do. You want to hear it make noise. You get punished for that in Shemayim. Gam darshu chacham b'yem ahunu mashamakes as a kol sus b'simahon v'rochvoy b'shigo. What does that mean? Osid ha-kadosh brochli para elboin, the insult of the susa me'roch v'hem al shehiku oisam b'magofim shekarin siporni b'laz. It's awesome what he says from Zechariah. The day will come, I carry the pasuk again, I care kol sus. It doesn't mean Hashem is going to hit the horse. Hashem is going to punish the people for hitting the horse unnecessarily. Just because you have a horse and you whip it to go faster, to gallop faster, that's only when there's a need to go faster. But if a person whips the horse unnecessarily, the day will come, the day of reckoning will come when he will be judged and punished for causing the horse pain. The day will come, the insult of the horse, susim meroich vehem, from the riders of the horses, al, for, shehiku esam b'magofim, they hit them with whips or sticks, which are caused, whatever this word is, which causes them unnecessary pain. Okay, we're going to stop it for a short break, and then we'll do a fascinating topic. We'll spend some time on this. I want to do a review of this Sefer called Opening Packages on Shabbos. He goes through every single package you can find in the supermarket, and he discusses what is the halacha. Are you allowed to open it on Shabbos or not? What are the issues?